Hey! What's going on here?
Oh, nothing to worry about. We're just delivering you.
Delivering me? Where are we going?
Make yourself comfortable. It's a long trip.
A long trip to Africa.
Africa?
That's right. To your parents. The crocodiles.
Wait, but I am not a crocodile.
That's what they all say.
Right, but your papers say you're a crocodile.
All the other crocodiles can't wait to meet you.
Fly onto your crocodiles yourself! I guess it was just a dream, huh?
Hey, Mick, are you ready?
What? Ready for what? I'm not ready. What on earth have you done, Oscar?
Hey, it's time you had some fun. All you ever do anymore is eat and sleep.
No. No, thank you. Get me down this second.
Okay, then. But you asked for it.
Wait, what? No!
Mick, quick question. Is this ride as fun as it looks? Should I get on it too?
Absolutely not! No!
Mick, there you are. Young Oscar told me you really enjoyed the ride. Is that true?
No!
Oh, you're so excited. Good for you, neighbor. Is it not dangerous? I was hoping to try it out, too.
Oscar, as soon as I get off this thing, you're dead!
We'll see.
Oh, no! Not again! No!
We are here to celebrate Arnold, our best delivery stork. This year alone, he delivered 9,999 babies. And now, for the delivery number 10,000, we are entrusting him with a very special task. This time, he will deliver a baby to a presidential candidate of the United Woods of America. Now let me give the floor to the man of the hour, Arnold.
My friends, I'm very proud and incredibly humbled by this honor. I would like to thank you for trusting me with this special delivery to America. I promise you that I will complete this job promptly and safely, just like I always do.
Arnold, could I have your autograph? Can I have your autograph too? You're so handsome.
All right, fine. Just for you, baby. If you go out with me tonight.
OMG, he asked me out on a date.
Oh, Carl. Are you back in the mail department? Heard about your fiasco with delivering a baby panda to Russia instead of China?
Well, you know...
You're lucky it all ended well. I hear a bear and a hare had to finish the delivery for you. Good thing you didn't deliver him to alligators, am I right? Hello, ladies.
Today, we are about to start the first round of presidential debates. Everyone, please welcome the candidate for the President of the United Woods of America, John Grizzly. And our incumbent president, Don Vulture. Our first speaker today is John Grizzly, a presidential candidate. Welcome, John.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, you all know well what Don Vulture did to us. No animals enjoy any kind of freedom but those within the president's circle.
That's right! My husband is telling the truth!
All right, Don Vulture, would you like to respond to those allegations?
Yes, I would. Those are fake lies. None of that is even close to being true. And my campaign agenda is very simple. Citizens who are doing well, now they will do even better. And the unfortunate who are struggling should not waste their time even dreaming of a better life. That may sound harsh, but at least it's honest. We've had enough of empty promises and crying for the moon. So know this. When you vote for me, you vote for security, stability, and your confidence for your future.
He's absolutely right. When you vote for him, you can be sure that tomorrow will be just as bad as today, and perhaps even worse. So here's my agenda. Freedom for everyone. Yes. Social justice for everyone. Yes. And equal rights for everyone.
Do you see what's going on? He's not even elected yet. And he's already dividing us all.
Don't you dare insulting my husband like that.
It's time to come to your senses. Who do you see as your next president? It seems you all forgot what the law says about it. Mr. Chairman is here to confirm that in our forest, only parents can run for president. But as we're all aware, dear voters, John Grizzly does not have any children. Tell me if I'm wrong. Yours truly, however, has hundreds of kids.
Well, if that really is the case, you might lose your right to participate in this election, John Grizzly.
Well, what Don Vulture said is true. But we are actually expecting a baby any day now. The delivery service messed up, and the storks took our dear baby elsewhere. It's a terrible mistake. I promise you it will be here by election time.
I know it in my heart. Very soon we will get to hold our baby in our arms.
Very well, then. The truth is, I respect Mrs. Grizzly too much to say no to her. I suggest we wait. As for you, Mr. President, you can slow down, because your esteemed opponent still has some time. For now, we shall adjourn. The next debate will be held in a week. I really do hope that you've had your baby by then, John Grizzly.
Stupid sheep, they all laugh at me. All right then, As my father used to say, he laughs best who laughs last. And I'll laugh. And John Grizzly will cry. I promise you, as soon as I'm re-elected, I'll change the Constitution and get rid of all those losers. So they're waiting on a stork to deliver a baby to this grizzly fool. Someone needs to find that stork, steal the baby, and bring it to me. Well, I bet that will show them not to mess with me.
I'll do it, Dad.
What? You a good-for-nothing wimp? No, Billy, I don't think so. Let me do it for you, Father.
No, Doug. Remember, you are the commander of the National Guard, the President's Security Service. We need you here.
Please, Dad. I promise I can do it.
All right, Billy. You have my permission. This will be your chance to prove yourself and show me that you are not entirely worthless.
Thank you, Dad. I promise you won't regret it.
But if you fail, don't bother coming back. I'd rather just replace you with one of my many other children.
Look, I understand why you're mad. Ever since we came home from that trip.
Ever since we came home from that trip, one nosy rabbit has been babbling about it nonstop. You know what? Your constant jabbering is driving everyone nuts. My bees are so upset they're making cider instead of honey.
But you said you preferred cider.
Maybe I did at first, but then I realized I still love honey.
But I...
You took my whole house apart and turned it into some stupid, useless airship for no reason.
I thought we could fly in it to go visit Baby Panda.
You, in one single day, destroyed a whole forest and almost took me down with it.
But you know I meant well. I just wanted everyone to have fun riding the roller coaster. And I wanted you, Mick-Mick, to finally wake up from your slumber. You're always unhappy. Just look at yourself. Look at what you've become. You were so cool on our trip. But all you ever do anymore is just eat and sleep like some wild bear or something. What would Baby Panda say if he were here and saw you, Mick-Mick?
I'll tell you, Oscar, what he would say. He would say just...
Hey there, dudes.
Wait, did you just say dudes, or did I?
I think it's him.
Baby Panda?
You really are here.
Who's awesome? I'm awesome. Who's the best delivery stork on this planet? Arnold is the best delivery stork on this planet.
Wow! Hold on. Is that really you?
Last time I checked, it was me.
You're the famous Arnold, the greatest delivery stork. You're a true legend to the rest of the bird kind.
Yes, yes, that's me.
This is incredible. I'm a huge fan. I've always wanted to be like you.
Too bad, kid, because that will never happen. I'm afraid I'm one of a kind.
You're right. No one could even come close to you. Do you think you could show me a stunt or two? It would be a great honor and definitely something I could brag to my kids about.
A stunt, huh? Well, I guess I could be talked into it. Arnold! Ta-da!
Whoa, bravo! It was absolutely magnificent! What a sight to remember! By the way, do you think you could also do a tailspin?
Me? There's absolutely nothing I couldn't do, boy. Watch and learn now.
Arnold!
jealous when I tell them what I've seen. Could you just do one more?
One more? I could do two. Arnold!
Nice! Let it go!
Baby is mine!
Yeah! Yeah, right. Don't even think about it, pal!
Do you have to be so stubborn? All right, then! Let go of the baby!
Your stunt flying days are over, Arnold. I'll take that now, if you don't mind. Hey, what happened to the basket? Flea ball! Where's the baby? It's gone!
And then, Mick Mick told me that Pelican and I had to lure the python out of the cave. And you know what? He lunged at us! He hit his head on a rock. Yannis just looked at him and fell over. And then he's like, go on without me. I'll catch up with you real soon. Oh, hey, Mick Mick, you're awake. He's just happy to see you.
Hello, Mick Mick.
Hello to you too, kiddo. You're all so grown up. Wait, why are you here?
My old man sent me here so I would mend my ways.
So if your ways need mending, tell me, what did you do?
Nothing bad, I promise. Me and the monkeys made a kite out of the python. But, well, it didn't go well. Monkeys will need physical therapy. Dad got super mad. There's another thing. I also met this really cute girl panda and...
Oh, no, 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 no! Don't say another word! I don't want to hear it, Mr. Panda!
Hey, but I do!
My goodness, what a day. At first, I thought I was being delivered to crocodiles. Then, I had a heart attack on a roller coaster, and now I'm supposed to reform a juvenile! But why? Do you still cry?
Nah, I'm over that stuff. But you're right, there was a time when all I did was... Yeah. I just got here, and we're already going on a new adventure.
No way, no. I'm done with adventures. All I want is a simple, everyday life. What am I supposed to do with this one?
Hello there. Sorry to disturb you. My name is Carl, and I'm your new mail stork. Here's a letter for you. Here. Oh. Is that a baby grizzly? But how did he get here? Oh, it must have been misdelivered. It happens all the time.
It happens all the time, eh? I guess you are the one who brought me a baby panda last year, aren't you?
Okay, last year I did promise my mom never to lie. Yes, you're right. It was me, but it wasn't my fault.
And whose fault was it?
I'm not sure. I found myself in a debris cloud after some house rocket exploded in the sky.
Well, it all makes makes sense now, Oscar! I always thought you had something to do with it! There's no doubt now that it's all your fault!
Maybe it is my fault, Mick-Mick, but if it wasn't for me, you'd never have any friends!
Let me guess, you're talking about yourself right now, right? Thanks, but no thanks. I don't want nor need friends like you.
Okay, don't mind me. Keep fighting. I'll be on my way.
Stop! Get away from him! You've already messed up once, and there's absolutely no way I'll ever trust you with a baby again. I'll be returning him to delivery.
No, I'm begging you, please don't do that. Give me a chance, and I'll take this baby where he belongs. Please, I was fired because of this.
And you deserve to be fired!
Mick-Mick, come on, man. If it wasn't for Carl's mistake, we'd have never met sweet baby Panda.
Oh, whatever. Yes, we would.
Look, there's no need to be fighting. What I suggest is that we all go on the road and help Carl deliver this baby grizzly to America. Oscar's right. It was Carl who actually brought us all together.
Hmm? No! This bear is never leaving his forest again. Tomorrow we'll return him and make a complaint. Oscar, get the baby a coconut.
Psst, Mouse Dog, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here.
You know, I have an idea. We'll deliver this baby ourselves, just you and I. If we keep waiting on Mick-Mick, that old grump, we might as well forget about any adventures at all. Okay, so which way is it? I'm not sure where your America is exactly. So, which way?
Give me a second.
Are we going to America or what?
We are. It's that way.
Carl, are you sure that this is the right way?
Absolutely. Well, almost.
What is that supposed to mean?
Hold on to my wings!
Well, well, the prey will come to me itself.
What do you think we should do now?
I have no idea.
So, you made it to America? Yelling like three foghorns. Did you call 911?
I'm sorry, Mick-Mick. I just wanted to...
I forgive you. Don't worry about it. But promise not to do it again. Man, you're heavy. Somebody's had too many wontons. Phew. All right. Now that I've had my workout, it's time to... start our journey.
But Mick-Mick, yesterday you said...
But that was yesterday, remember? Yesterday, our punctual delivery stork brought me an invitation. Apparently, I'm invited to be a poll watcher for the American election. That's why we should go.
And what about me?
All right. You can tag along. Actually, you can lead the way.
Some peace and quiet for now.
Bye, Mick. You'll be America's new superhero.
Well then, they're on their way. But there's a little problem. They won't actually make it to America.
Mick, I'm so tired.
Are you now? I thought you wanted an adventure. Enjoy it while it lasts.
But I thought that...
Right, you thought we'd be lying on a beach sipping a soda. Tough luck.
Well...
You keep pedaling while I get myself a snack. Make sure we're not losing speed. All right now, what do we have here? What is this? A hat? Some kind of drum? Why is this junk up here?
You know...
I said if it's not necessary, then don't bring it on board!
But it is necessary if we want to make a good impression.
Make a good impression?
I gotta admit, those clowns are sure moving fast. Whoa, that was really close. Here's the plan. It's time to catch up. All right, here I come. Whoa! Okay, from now on, I'm flying first class.
Oscar, it never ceases to amaze me how useless you are. What is the baby going to eat now? What are we gonna do if he starts crying?
First off, stop yelling at me, Mick. It's bad for your complexion. Think about it. The food's down there.
Down where? Yeah. All right, then. Let bygones be bygones, right? Is anyone hungry?
Would you look at that? A shooting star! Don't you forget to make a wish.
Sure, I guess. Why not? Huh, kiddo, what do you think?
Buddy, your mom and I have something important to say to you. We were wrong about everything, and you, son, you were right.
We're so sorry. You're all grown up now, and you're free to do anything you wish.
You can play with Python all you want.
And you know what? You don't even have to go to school if you don't want to.
Really? No school?
Yes! You're the smartest, the bravest, and the best son we could ask for.
We're extremely proud of you, my boy.
We are here to celebrate Carl, our best delivery stork. Imagine, this year alone he delivered 49,999 babies. Today, for the delivery number 50,000, we are trusting him with a very special and important task. Carl will deliver a precious lion to its parents, the King and Queen of Africa.
Oh, Carl, you are truly amazing. Carl, I want to have your egg.
Dear Mick, I left for America. I know you'll miss me terribly, but I assure you that I'll be back. I just can't tell you when exactly. You'll miss me terribly? No way! This is the best news I've ever heard in my entire life! I'm finally all alone! Oopsie. Oscar! This is all your fault again! Oscar! To my pond, or I'll...
Meow, McMick! Huh? You said we could visit, right?
Well, here we are!
Why were you... from underground?
Oscar dug out a tunnel between your house and ours, and then he installed railway tracks so we could visit each other anytime.
Ha, yes. And it's only 1 hour trip. On a high-speed train.
Wait, what?
We're just here for a quick stop on our way to America. We're going shopping.
Well, I gotta give it to you, Oscar. You really did surprise me this time. I think you're a genius. I admit it once and for all. You, Oscar, are a one-of-a-kind natural-born inventor.
Me?
And I'm very proud and happy to call you my friend.
You mean that?
Of course I do. You can dig up my whole garden, do whatever you like. You can take my whole house apart. I don't care, as long as you keep creating!
Father, the baby Grizzly is gone. No one will find him, no matter how hard they look.
Billy, I've got to admit, you did a great job. I never believed in you. I thought you were a loser. But you proved me wrong. Isn't Billy the best?
He is. Yes, brother. You got the better of me this time.
Dad, why is it so cold in here?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm hot right now.
Dad. What is that? Snow? A perfect spot for an emergency landing. Don't you think, losers?
Huh? What? We're going down!
Going down? Now that's a fun adventure. Wait, we're going down?
Carl, grab the baby and take off! Wake up! We're gonna crash! Mayday!
Mayday. How wonderful.
Mick! Is that what I think it is? Don't you even dare! Go hibernating on me! Winter is not coming! We're losing him! Clear! Charge it again!
Step aside. Let me try.
What's going on? And why is my face sore?
Pull it together! We're about to crash!
Seriously? Prepare for impact! Oscar, you get to the helm! Panda, toss stuff overboard!
The ground is getting closer by the second.
Oh, no!
Oh, no, that's terrible news! Oh, well, I guess this is my cue to leave. Hey, what is this?
No!
Come on, I have to get out! I don't want to die with these losers!
It's all your fault, Oscar!
What do you mean?
You got me on this stupid airship, and you know, I hate flying!
Tragedy! They're dead! They're all dead!
Hey, Clucker, pipe down! My head is pounding!
You too, huh? I've noticed that saving the world always gives me a headache.
Well, my head is fine. Whoa! What's that, Snow?
Ooh. Thank goodness all of you and the baby survived the crash.
Ah, unlike the airship. I guess I'll have to make the rest of the trip by myself.
Yeah, right. Because your last trip went so great, remember?
Somebody, do you hear that?
Help.
Can you hear that sound too?
Mm-hmm. There's someone there.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Hold my bear.
Ow, 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 ow! Easy! Ow, it hurts! Ah! You broke my wing, you big oaf!
Well, who in the world are you? And what the chicken are you doing here?
My name's Billy. I was just taking a walk before bed, minding my own business, like I always do. When all of a sudden, this thing falls on me, breaking my wing.
Taking a walk before bed, in the middle of nowhere. You're hiding something. I can feel it.
I'm not hiding anything. I am a world-famous explorer, a natural historian. And by the way, I'm a free bird. I take walks wherever I want.
Easy, easy. I understand that you are a free bird. We're also free, and we can crash wherever we want.
What? This is outrageous. What about my pain and suffering? You have to help me and take me wherever I need to go. I am a citizen of the United Woods of America. And I...
Cool. This is where we're going.
Let me do the talking, please. We're just regular tourists. We heard a lot about America, you know? And now we're heading there to see what all the fuss is about.
Wonderful! We can travel together.
Right. Now, what should we do about your wing? There you go, pal. Soon, it'll be as good as new.
Are you sure it will heal correctly? I really don't want to be lame of one wing.
Well, that depends on you, loudmouth. If you behave yourself, it will heal perfectly in no time. Oh, no!
What's going on?
What's going on?
I have no idea, kiddo! Everyone hold tight!
I think I know what it might be!
Oscar! Do you see that?
Does your inner GPS work?
Well, it seems like we made it to America.
America? Mick, did you hear that?
It's
snow. Winter.
No, 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 no. It's not winter at all. It's just cold summer.
Snow. Winter.
No! It's not time for paw sucking yet!
Snow. Winter.
No, Mick, Mick, no!
No, winter.
What does your inner GPS say, Carl?
Keep to the right, Captain!
Got it! Come on, guys! Follow me! Oh, buddy, are you getting sick? Hold on! We'll make camp soon!
Mommy, Daddy, Oscar.
Oh, poor little panda. There must be something we can do. Huh?
I got it!
Hush, little baby, don't you laugh. Papa's gonna make you a nice long scarf. And if that scarf ain't long enough, Papa's gonna buy you some other stuff. There you go. The scarf will keep you warm, and I'll sing you a lullaby. And if that stuff don't help at all, Papa's gonna buy you a big red ball.
Really? Explain to me, why do you have to be so worthless?
Dad, it's not my fault I got sick.
Being sick is for weak losers. I wish eagles ate you while you were still an egg.
Has a hard time walking.
Roger that, Captain Oscar.
Snow.
Don't do it, buddy! You really shouldn't shout in the mountains.
Whatever. Snow! I'm so sick of you! The sun! I adore you!
I adore you.
No, 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 no! Carl, grab the baby!
Run, you guys! Oscar, keep going! There's an ice trail up ahead!
I think I see it, but what do I do about Mick?
Watch me, I have an idea!
Hey, kiddo, hold on tight!
I'm really trying to.
The avalanche is catching up! There's a fork up ahead. Do we go left or right?
Let's go left, Oscar.
Could you tell me your name?
Mikaela.
Wow, me too. I'm Mikael. Mick.
Aw, Mick and Mikaela. Isn't that me?
You know, when I saw you, I felt like I'd been sleeping like a log for a long time, and now I'm awake.
That's exactly what happened. Good morning, Mick.
So, this is how we got the baby panda home. And now, we're helping Carl to deliver a baby grizzly to his parents.
This is such a cool story, Mick. Guys, all of you are real-life heroes. To be honest, I wish I had brothers like you. And you, Panda, are super lucky because you have so many parents, while some of us have none.
How's that? Oh, I mean, what happened?
Oh, that's a really sad story. Shortly after I was born, one night there was a terrible flood in our forest. Water raised very quick. My parents managed to save me. They pushed me out of the water. But then they perished. Long story short, I was raised by the forest.
Oh, Mikaela.
That was a long time ago. I have my fond moments. Take today, for example, right? I was fast asleep, dreaming about spring. I saw myself walking in the meadows full of beautiful flowers. And then all of a sudden, a gigantic bear flew right into my bedroom.
I'm gonna go get us some firewood.
Whoa, Mick. I gotta tell you, you have a very unique sense of style.
Yeah.
His big heart burns so bright that it's literally warming us up right now.
Oscar!
Ow!
What did you do to me, Dolce & Gabbana?
Mick, I'm grateful that you brought me back to my parents, but right now, you are definitely wrong. You zoned out the worst possible moment, Daddy. And Oscar, that's right. It was Oscar who brought us all here and took care of us along the way.
Alrighty then, Oscar. I apologize. You really did a great job getting us all here safe and sound in one piece. You really did what was right. And it's my fault that I zoned out. Friends, I'm serious. I'm very sorry.
Don't worry about it, Mick. You don't have to apologize. Besides, you make a pretty cool sled when you're asleep. And then he was like, snow, winter.
What's taking you so long? Are you waiting for them to finish the delivery or what?
Don't worry. I went undercover and won their trust. Everything is going just like I planned. And let Dad know I'll have Grizzly's son before dawn.
Fine, I'll tell him. But don't let us down, Billy.
Mikaela, I just wanted you to know, you are very, well, I mean, you and I both, we should, we could make some, I think we could make honey together. Right! You know, beekeeping is a form of art. Making a hive is harder than building a castle. And don't even start me on bees. There are so many kinds, you can't even imagine. There's clover honey and buckwheat honey. But if you ask me, nothing compares to wildflower honey. One sec. Because it has the most nutrients and it's so healthy. But above all, of course, it's just so, so sweet.
Thank you. I never thought talking about honey could be so romantic.
I agree. It's the most, most romantic thing in the world.
Looks like it's my time to shine. Don't you worry, Father. I won't let you down.
Daddy.
Yeah.
away from the baby grizzly. You hear me?
Huh? Huh? What? What? What happened? Huh?
Where's the baby?
Get him back!
Are you insane? The baby's right here.
Huh? Oof. I almost had a heart attack.
I believe that you can find raspberries this big in our forest. Oh, I wish you could visit our forest someday. You can find some mushrooms, go fishing. Oh, and our wild bees? You know, Mikaela, our bees are so wild. Even I am afraid of them. Oh, you guys are up already? Well, Mikaela and I were just taking a walk and...
I'll see you soon, tourists.
Well, I'm not sure I got what he said. Did anybody hear him?
Mik-Mik, Oscar, my friends, please hear me out. There is something very important I need to tell you.
I haven't heard from Billy for a while now. I've already sent Doug out to get him, but it looks like he disappeared as well.
I'm here! Father! Billy betrayed us! He switched sides!
Go on!
Apparently, he joined some gang led by a bear. They have your opponent's son with them, a baby grizzly!
What? I knew it! I knew that worthless loser couldn't be trusted with anything! How many of them are there?
A bear, a hare, a stork, and some weird creature with black spots under its eyes!
These clowns are not a threat.
That's right. You, Doug, will provide us with air superiority. And you, with your hyenas, will go throughout the canyon and meet them on the ground. Is that clear?
Yes, Dad!
Do whatever it takes! But do not let the grizzlies reunite with their child!
So now, you know everything, my friends. I saw a scout in the sky. That means my father knows about my betrayal and his army will be here soon enough.
I've never really liked that pigeon. Maybe we should teach him a lesson or two.
You're free to do whatever you want with me, but I could still help you.
Well, Grizzly Sitter, what do you think we should do now?
All right, I have a plan. We'll use our scarves to make baby grizzly dolls. You, Carl, will take this basket and go due east, and then you, Billy, will take this one with the other decoy and go due west. And after that...
What? Are you out of your mind?
Oscar brought us all here. I trust his judgment.
Me too.
I most certainly do.
Well, what I really meant was, it's a great idea, Oscar. Of course, it's still pretty risky, but...
Well?
I really think it might work.
Please welcome our international poll watchers. From India. From Africa. And from Antarctica. Poll watchers from other continents are on their way and will arrive promptly.
I don't get it. The baby should have been here already.
Well, look what the cat dragged in. It's a childless bear, everyone. Astonishing. For someone who just lost the election, you're handling yourself pretty well. I gotta give it to you, Grizzly. You're one tough bear.
I have a proposal for you. I'll be hiring a new team soon, and I can give you a shot if you want. I honestly think you'll make a great janitor, Grizzly.
I'm pretty sure you can manage it without my help. I mean, digging through waste and garbage is your key move, after all.
Ha! So you like to joke, and I like it too. My father had a favorite saying. He laughs best who laughs last. Ah! I don't see any point in waiting around. I propose we appoint me as the president now. I mean, it's obvious to everyone those grizzlies don't have any children.
Let me remind you, Don Vulture. Our law says we have to wait, so we wait.
Very well. You know your time is running out anyway.
Where on earth did they go?
Oh, over there! It's a stork! And he's got a basket with a baby grizzly.
Get him!
Hold on, there's another one!
That's a problem. I can't be in two places at once. Here's what we do. The first team goes right, the rest of you come with me!
Here he is! Get him!
Look, guys! The hair's magically turned into some potbelly weirdo!
He sure did. I'm Podbelly, but you are the weirdos.
Where's the baby, you fat dim sum?
Where's the baby? Oh, he's over there. He decided to go hiking.
Are you trying to be funny? Who do you think you are with your weird black and white spots?
I'll tell you who I am. I am the giant panda wizard. This here is my magic wand. And now I'll show you my first magic spell. Wow, wow.
Don't just stand there. Get him.
This. There you go. Who's next?
Surround him. Let's get him!
Hey, kiddo! Now!
Copy that, Oscar! Gee-yah!
Don't let him escape!
so!
Then let's go! Woohoo!
It's okay, buddy. If Oscar's plan works out, we should have visitors any minute now. Mikaela and I will make sure to give them a nice, warm welcome.
Don't you worry, little one. We will not let you down.
Hey, kiddo! Is it really true that there's no dumber animal on Earth than hyenas?
Nah, the python was much dumber.
Okay, fine. In that case, they take second place.
Yeah. I won't argue with that.
What's the plan?
From what I understand, right now is the time. Now let's split!
What's going on? What do I do?
Okay, who's next, huh? Come on, you dirty mongrels! Who wants to meet my fist?
And mine?
You can both chill out now. No one else is left. Guys, we won!
Huh? Seriously? You were right all along. It looks like your plan worked out well again.
Yeah, and honestly, it was the coolest thing ever.
You're a brilliant strategist.
Well, I'm flattered. But we still have to get the baby home to his parents.
Well, Carl, can you handle it?
Wait, you mean you trust me to do it by myself?
Sure. We all trust you, Carl.
Eh, don't worry. You can do it. Besides, Billy will be there to cover your back.
Yeah, Billy should go in case his old man sends someone after you again.
Thank you, my friends. You know, you can count on me.
Let's go, Carl. We cannot waste time.
Right. Well, buddy, are you ready to go home?
I am ready, Carl.
I guess we should go too.
Right. We can start by following them. I really hope everything works out in the end.
Ha ha! By my calculations, we're getting really close now.
Watch out, Carl. My father has a big army, and we're not out of the woods yet. Ah! It's them! Go on, Carl. Make sure that baby finds his parents. Here I am! Hi, guys! Did you miss me? Is that all you've got?
It's gonna be all right. Billy will distract him, so I can take you to your mother and father.
Who's next? Come on!
At last, I think we lost them. You forgot you're dealing with the best delivery stork! You wanna play? Let's play!
Hold tight, buddy!
Where am I? What's going on?
The baby!
Buddy? My wings! I found you!
Carl, there's fire in there!
Don't be scared, buddy! I promise you, I'll find a way out! Uh-oh. I just wish I knew where to go.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, we still haven't seen John Grizzly's son, but you may have noticed we have a massive forest fire on our hands. Now is not the time for debates. Considering the emergency of the situation, I demand full authority starting now.
Don Fulcher is right, and I have no choice but to declare that...
Look!
Huh?
Over there!
Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention, please? My name is Carl, and I am a leading expert of the baby delivery service. You have to know that Don Vulture ordered his son, Billy, to intercept the delivery of John Grizzly's son.
What? He will pay for that.
But fortunately, me and my friends here were entrusted with delivering the baby grizzly. We joined our efforts, we worked together as a team, and we brought the little guy home safely in spite of your president's efforts.
But I...
He sent a whole army to stop us. And by the way, they are the ones who are responsible for the forest fire.
Lies! All lies!
That's not a lie! Carl said the truth, Father.
Right. I was there, and I'm ready to confirm it.
Me too.
And me.
And me.
And me.
The lore is very clear about what we should do in this case. For scheming against free and fair elections, Don Vulture will be banned from running for office. Everyone, please welcome the new President of the United Woods of America, John Grizzly!
You will all be sorry about this!
Excuse me. Was it you who helped deliver our son?
Well, it wasn't just me. As you see, I wasn't alone. Hey, you've met Carl already.
Nice to meet you.
My name is Mick. This is Michaela. This is Panda. And this here is my friend, Oscar. If it wasn't for him, we definitely would have never made it here.
Oh, we're so grateful. You all have saved our son's life.
Yes, you're always welcome here.
Well, this is where our story ends. Oscar stayed in the United Forests of America and built a new roller coaster for all the locals to enjoy.
I don't like this!
Yahoo!
Somebody get me off this thing!
I knew you would just love this ride, Mr. President!
I don't love it at all!
Panda went home to his parents and told them all the ins and outs of our trip.
So I go. You know who I am? I am a giant panda wizard. This here is my magic wand. And now I'll show you my spells. And then I'm like, hiya, qua,
da, qua, hiya. I just can't believe how grown up our little boy is.
You're right.
And as for Michaela and me,
Mick, it's a stork.
Huh?
Mick.
Congratulations, Mick and Michaela.
Thank you, Carl.
Yeah, you got it right this time. I always said you were the best delivery stork.
Yes, I am. Now, please excuse me. I'd love to stay, but I have a very big day today.
We are here today to celebrate Carl, our best delivery stork. 1 year ago, he saved our reputation in spite of all the danger. He risked his life to deliver a baby to the President of the United Woods of America. Today, we are trusting him with a very special honor. Carl will deliver a baby lion to his parents, the king and the queen of Africa.
But all of a sudden, a heroic stork named Carl flew right through the fire and brought a baby grizzly safely to his family. Now that's what I'd call a special delivery.
Right.